The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Good morning and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is brought to you by Alum Creek RV and Marine. And it's also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me here today. I really appreciate it. You know, it wasn't that long ago that it was beautiful outside and all nice and warm and muggy, and then it started to rain. And I don't think it's raining right at this moment at the studio, but it might be raining by you. A strong thunderstorm will affect northern Union, southern Logan, and northern Champaign counties through 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. At 7:16 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, radar indicated a strong thunderstorm near West Liberty, moving northeast at 30 miles an hour. Wind gusts to 40 miles an hour are possible with this storm. In addition, heavy rain can be expected with this storm. Some locations that may be affected include Bell Fountain, West Mansfield, and Richwood. Okay, so take heed if you are going in those areas or if you have friends or family members in those areas, you might want to let them know. Today, our show is going to be about, it's a little bit of everything. It's the Teeth Across America, just some dental news bites. We're going to answer questions, listener questions, and talk about some things that are in the news regarding dentistry. I think it's going to be fun because it's going to be varied. Now, before I get on to that, let me do this. I have an email from a reader. And it says, I have a good question. He thinks he has a good question anyway. My 3.5-year-old will not, in big letters, stop sucking her thumb, and it's getting worse. We're concerned about the long-term development impact on this habit. And the answer to that is, and of course he went on to write, have you ever had this question before? And it's from Kyle. Now, yes, we have had the question, but it's been a while. So thumb sucking is interesting because we all know that if somebody sucks their thumb long enough, they can actually push the teeth out. And if they do it even longer, they can push the entire segment of bone called the premaxilla outward. Now, there's a little pie-shaped piece of bone that holds the upper front six teeth called the premaxilla. And if you push that forward, of course, it takes all the teeth with it. It can be corrected. And I'm kind of the opinion that you want to discourage them. You start by mentioning things like, you know, big girls don't suck their thumb, and you can take it all the way on up to putting things that don't taste good on their thumb. Doesn't have to be anything terrible like pepper spray. It could be just some food product they don't like, but if you put something like that on their thumb, they may be less apt to do it. But there's also this psychological thing that there's a benefit of having somebody's blankie and sucking their thumb. And it's and sometimes I think that as a society, we take away those crutches a little earlier than we need to, because we do always have the ability to go back in orthodontically and move these teeth and move the premaxilla. But let's say that it's time, you're up against that time when you have to stop and they still haven't stopped. Well, orthodontists can do things like putting a little appliance up there. Looks like metal bands on a couple teeth. But in the back, up there where the thumb would go, there's like a little metal cage. There's no room for the thumb. And it can also be used for tongue thrusting. And if it's used for tongue thrusting, it oftentimes will have like little barb, not barbs, but something kind of sharp or uncomfortable to put your tongue there. And the tongue quickly learns to stay away. So if there isn't room for the thumb or they can't thrust their tongue, then the habit just naturally goes away. And then the orthodontist can straighten whatever damage had been done. So I don't know. Hope that helps. And the next thing I want to mention, and this is coming up. Well, it's August 25th. Now, on August 25th, the Clintonville Rotary Club is sponsoring a Movies in the Park night at Whetstone Park, down also known as the Park of Roses. And, you know, you get there about 7:30. The movie starts at 8:45, depending on how dark it is. And the movie is Shrek, the original Shrek, which is a fun movie. We have, as a Rotary Club, and I'm a member of this club, we have available for donation, suggested donation. We have candy and pop and water and popcorn, and it's a lot of fun. It's a really great time. Come out and enjoy it. You know, bring a blanket, bring a lawn chair, and we take a section of the grass and take a lawnmower and cut it so it's nice and short, and you can see where you're supposed to sit. Okay? Now, and mentioning that, I thought it would be a good opportunity to... I want to play an interview that I did with a gentleman that came to our Movies in the Park last time. We did two this year. And this is an interview with a gentleman named Adam, who was at the last one. We did an interview, but just because of timing and scheduling and the length of the show being limited, haven't had a chance to really play this. So I thought this would be a good lead-in to remind people about Movies in the Park coming up August 25th at the Park of Roses, Whetstone Park. And let's go ahead and listen to the interview that I did at the last one with Adam. All right, so I am here with Adam. I just met Adam, and he's waiting for the movie to start as well. So, Adam, thank you for being willing to talk to me.
Not a problem.
And you were saying you needed some dental work. What do you need done?
Probably need all my teeth pulled and dentures.
Why is that?
I inherited soft teeth, and like I said, I was supposed to get work done about 5 years ago, but I had to cancel the appointment. I had brain surgery, so.
Oh, okay. But you still have to get to your teeth.
Yeah.
Do you have pain right now?
Some. Some broken teeth, and the front two are broken, back ones are broken.
I'm just curious, what do you do for a living?
Right now I'm not working. I'm trying to get disability. I was an auto painter.
Oh, you painted automobiles. Okay. So did you do like the fancy two-tone paint jobs? And I had battery trouble again, so we didn't get Adam's answer recorded. But I can tell you that he did tell me he did both the fancy two-tone and just the regular paint jobs. Basically, you know, whatever the customer wanted. And by the way, I have since dealt with the battery issue. I've placed my order. I have a new battery coming. I have a new charger coming. And I've even taken one of my old batteries in to have it repacked. I don't know if you know you can do that, but one of my former dental assistant's boyfriend, and I guess they eventually got married and divorced, but his business is to repack batteries. I didn't even know you could do that. All these different batteries with the different weird shapes, whether, you know, in some kind of a device, they pop open the container, and inside there are batteries that look a lot like you and I would recognize. Sometimes it's AA, sometimes it's AAA, whatever it is. They take out the old, they put in the new, and then they re-shrink wrap it. And then what it does is it gives you essentially a brand new battery for less than the cost of buying a new battery. So pretty cool. Anyway, so after I got my new battery in, we went ahead and we picked up the interview with Adam. So let's listen to that. So I'm pretty sure the battery had gone dead when I asked you this. So what was the name? What's the biggest challenge you think faces the average dental patient today?
Probably the cost and lack of insurance.
Cost and lack of insurance. Okay. Do you know what summer teeth are?
When some are there and some are not.
That's right, you knew that. Some are here and some are there.
Like mine.
Do you know what winter teeth are?
No.
Yeah, me neither, I just made that up. Okay, now, if dentistry were free, would you go more often?
Yes.
Good. And true or false, if nothing in your mouth hurts, that means you don't have any cavities or gum disease?
No.
Not true, is it?
No.
Okay. How about this? True or false? Dental cavities can heal themselves?
No.
Okay. You're a pretty smart guy. How about in humans, which of our jaws move? Is it A, the upper only, B, the lower only, or C, they both move?
Just the lower.
Just the lower. That's correct. What's the term TMJ stand for?
Like a locked jaw or... where it comes out of place or something like that.
Yeah, the letter T and the M and the J, what do they stand for, do you know?
I do not know.
You're in the right ballpark. It's temporal mandibular joint. Mm-hmm. Now, the temporal part is the temporal bone of the side of your head, the temple.
All right.
Okay. Mandible is your lower jaw.
Yes.
And then the joint is the joint.
Where it's connected.
Okay. Is it common for fillings to fall out of teeth that are otherwise healthy?
I say not common, but it happens.
Okay. Actually, that's not really true. If the tooth is healthy, the filling can't fall out because it's locked in by a healthy tooth. So when people come in or they'll say, my filling fell out, what most often happened was the tooth got decayed, the part that was holding the filling got soft, and then the filling fell out.
All right.
So how many root canals do you think dental insurance companies did last year?
Probably a few million, I would say. I don't know.
Actually, that's kind of a trick question. They didn't do any root canals because dentists do root canals.
Yeah.
Dentists do root canals. Okay. True or false, a parent should assist their child with brushing and flossing until the child can tie their shoes by themselves 10 times in a row. True or false?
I'd say true.
That's correct. That's correct. Good job. Okay. Would you buy a house that had a 3-year-old termite report?
No.
You know why I ask that?
Why?
Because people will come in as new patients and they'll say, well, I have x-rays from 3 years ago, so I don't want you to take any new ones today. Kind of silly, isn't it?
Yeah.
Here's a question. Mild to moderate tooth decay causes pain.
I would say yeah, sometimes, depending on what it is, where it is.
No, cavities don't cause pain. It has to be a deep cavity. It's kind of like, it's too bad in a way, because if we got a little toothache when we got a small cavity, we'd never get big ones, because we'd go to the dentist sooner.
Yeah.
So, okay. Snoring, here's another, true or false. Snoring can be prevented by your dentist.
I'd say yeah.
Yeah, that's true. We make appliances that hold a person's mandible forward, opening up their airway, causing them to snore less because they have more air, a bigger airway.
All right.
Pretty cool, huh?
I'll use that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Do you know what the difference between a dental assistant and a dental hygienist is?
I'd say the procedures that they can do.
Good evening, everyone. I hope you enjoyed that ice cream. We have cool.
One can actually work on patients, and the other just assist with tools and other things.
Exactly, exactly. And which one can work on patients?
I'd say the hygienist.
That's right. Very smart. Good guy. Good job. Okay. So, hey, thank you so much for taking time out here evening to talk to me. It's really nice of you.
Not a problem. Thank you.
What we'll do is when we go off the air, I'll let you know how you can listen to this on Sunday 95 on Sundays at 8, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thanks very much. So as you can tell, that was at the Movies in the Park, sponsored by the Clintville Rotary Club. The next one coming up is August 25th at the Park of Roses, Whetstone Park. People think of them as the same thing. It is a lot of fun. As you can tell, it's starting to get gearing up for the actual movie, and we had ice cream. I don't know if we're going to have ice cream this time. I better not say we will if we're not. But anyway, yeah, come on out and join us, and I will most likely be there. Sometimes I actually take care of the concession stand, which doesn't really make sense that a dentist would be, like, handing out candy, but I'm also incognito, so I don't have my clinic gown on, so nobody knows. Anyway, all right, stay with us. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
At Artisan Dance Studio, come discover that when it comes to dancing, our specialty is to create and educate. The Artisan approach provides you an experience from the moment you walk through our doors. Artisan Dance Studio offers a wide variety of classes from ballet, contemporary, tap, jazz, and much more. We offer adult classes too. Artisan Dance Studio is located at 4310 North High Street in Clintonville. Visit artisandancestudio.com for upcoming events and class schedules. Class enrollment starts September 4th, so register your future dancer today.
Mom, has your son or daughter been begging you to learn to play guitar, but you don't know where to go or who to talk to? Well, fret no more.
Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 427-3187. We'll teach your child how to actually apply and use the fundamentals, learn to play an entire song, make new friends with guitar, and even play with a drummer, all in the first month of playing. The earlier they start, the better. So don't wait. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 614-427-3187 or check us out online at guitarlessonscolumbus.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are you an adult with teeth that are crooked? Maybe you had braces as a kid, but you didn't wear your retainer as often as you should have? Or maybe your parents weren't able to offer you braces as a child. Well, take heart. Now you can have straight teeth in 6 months. That's right. Using clear brackets and tooth-colored wires, we can straighten your teeth before it's even time for your next cleaning. So, if you have a high school reunion, a graduation party, or even a wedding in your future, why not let us straighten, then whiten your teeth? Interested? Call us to schedule a no-charge 6-month smiles consultation at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates. You know I can't smile without you. I can't smile without you.
And welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thank you for joining me here today. It is 8:16. Now, I want to make mention, you know, you may have heard me mention that I was trying to bring a Team Smile event to Columbus. I started mentioning it probably 8 months ago. And I just want to say that I'm still working on it. Things are actually starting to look good. I found out about a grant that I'm applying for, me and the folks that I'm working with, that's available that we're going to apply for, that it looks like we meet all of the criteria. We just have to hope that we get it in time and that we are selected to receive one. But that's a big, big part of this, is coming up with the money to do this. And if we pull it off, it'll probably be something that we'll do next summer. And what Team Smile is, and you can check out for yourself, go to teamsmile.org, is a charity that comes to towns, works with sports teams, major league sports teams, and brings in about $250,000 worth of dental equipment, sets it up in an arena or a stadium, and usually treats about 300 children in an all-day event. And it's fun because the sports figures and the mascot and the cheerleaders, if they have them, come in and the kids get to high-five them and the parents get to say hi, and it just makes it an exciting event. So I haven't mentioned much about it in a while, but I am still working on it. And that leads me to the other request, which is the Dr. Kvitko Charitable Fund. If you were to go to dentallyspeaking.com or drkvitko.com, you would find a panel called the Dr. Kvitko Charitable Fund. And if you click on it, gives you an opportunity. First of all, it tells you about the events that we work on, the Dentistry from the Heart, the golf outing, and Team Smile. You can learn a little bit about those things, but also gives you a chance to make a donation to the fund to help us. And right now, our big need is to get money for Team Smile. It takes about $10,000. If we get the grant, that would cover about half of that. So we're looking to raise about $5,000 to bring a Team Smile event to Central Ohio. And if you could help me out by going there and making a donation, that would be very, very much appreciated. Also, remember that every show I've ever done, and we've been doing this show for 4.5 or more years now, in fact, today's episode is number 239, they're available on iTunes and dentallyspeaking.com. Now, let me just remind you, if you go to iTunes and you type in, by the way, it's under health shows, which you would expect, but if you type in Dentally Speaking or Dr. Kvitko, it's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. You'll see up at the top it says no matches found, but don't be discouraged because look down to the lower right. You'll see my picture with the words Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. So click there and it'll give you access to every show that we've ever done. Okay, now as I mentioned, today is going to be kind of a varied show, and I have another Teeth Across America interview that I did when I was in Vernal, Utah. And let's just, you know what? I think it's clear what it's about when we listen. So let's go ahead and listen in. Okay, so I'm doing another one of my Teeth Across America series, and I am at the KOA campground in Vernal, Colorado. Vernal, Colorado is about 15 miles west of Dinosaur National Monument. And we've been here a day or so, and we're just kind of, we're thinking about heading out soon. And as I was packing up, the woman from a couple of campsites over came up and tell me what you said.
Is there a dentist on board?
And I said, yeah, you're looking at one, right?
And you got any supplies in there? I've got an infection that I can't get anything taken care of.
All right, now what's your name?
My name's Amanda.
Amanda?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and Amanda, what do you do for a living?
I'm an at-home mom. I used to be a CNA for our local senior center in Kemmerer, Wyoming, but now I'm an at-home mom with three children.
Is CNA Certified Nurse's Assistant?
It is, and I worked with the elders.
Okay, that's cool. And where in Wyoming did you say?
Kemmerer, Wyoming. It's home of the Mother JCPenney store.
Oh, it's located there.
It is.
Okay. Well, that's cool. Now, you have a broken tooth, because I've looked. You also have a swollen jaw, which is why you knew I would know you had an infection. But you have a broken tooth, so I always have to ask people, how long has it been broken?
It has been broken for years. It just keeps chipping and chipping away here and there.
Okay. And you didn't go to have it fixed because you were afraid of the dentist, or what? Why?
Well, when it first actually took its major crack was when I found out I was pregnant, so we couldn't do much work. And I just recently had my newborn, so I just haven't had the time to make it to the dentist to get all of this work taken care of.
Okay, and what Amanda's mentioning, when women get pregnant, the first trimester is a trimester you want to avoid having dental work done if you can, because you can't take pain pills. You can't take any medicine. So while the dental work itself would be safe, the medication that you might have needed after either an extraction or a root canal, that was the concern. Now, just so you know, and so my listeners know, in the middle trimester, which is the middle 3 months, that is when you can have dental work done for the most part. Now, you still can't take pills, but if you had a raging toothache, the amount of epinephrine that your own body would be making would be more dangerous than the little bit of epinephrine we would be giving you to work on you. And if you think about it, women that are in car accidents, they need care, right? If they get in a car accident, even though they're pregnant, they have to give them drugs. And so there are exceptions, I guess, is what I'm saying. But you waited, now you had your baby. And how old's the baby?
She's almost 5 months.
Okay, because I think I saw you in a stroller or something?
Yep, little pink one.
And what's her name?
Her name's Amden.
Amden, okay. Amden. It's like Amanda and what's your dad? Wait, Dan?
Amden.
Amanda and Brandon combined.
I knew that had to be a combination name. Okay, so you had this hole. Now, you knew it wasn't going to get better on its own, right?
Well, we weren't quite sure because I believe there is a root canal in there, and I believe there's no nerve and no roots in there, so we wasn't quite sure, but I'm assuming there's a pocket underneath. Maybe you could tell me more about it.
I will. Okay, once a tooth has had a root canal, there is no nerve in the tooth, but the tooth itself has to be solid to be used, so you can't chew with a crumbling tooth. If your tooth is crumbling, then it has to be repaired. If you let it crumble for too long, if you let it get all mushy like it is, then what can happen is the same process that caused your tooth to get mushy will eat at the root canal sealer, and it can ruin the root canal and allow a new infection to get going down at the base of your tooth.
Okay, so it's basically safe to assume that my root canal has just been gone bad, and I'm probably going to need a new root canal?
Or I'll tell you what, more likely is I'm betting the root canal is on the tooth behind it, the one with the big silver filling that I saw, and the one that is broken isn't the root canal tooth, because oftentimes people forget which tooth we worked on last. Can't tell you how many times we'll get a phone call. Somebody will call and say, well, let's say if I worked on your upper right tooth, okay? Last visit, I worked on your upper right tooth. Then you get this swelling that you have on your lower left. More than likely, you would call up and say, that tooth you just worked on is all swollen now.
Exactly. It's very hard. It's very distorted. The pain from where the tooth is, where the actual ache is or whatnot, it's very distorted. It's very hard to tell the difference.
Right. It refers around the mouth. People think it's an upper tooth when it's a bottom tooth and vice versa.
Exactly. And I notice a lot of it comes in my jaw, too. Some of my upper teeth have been infected, but has caused extreme swelling and whatnot on my lower jaw.
Right. Now, as a rule, do you go to the dentist on a regular basis, or I'm looking at that look on her face like only when I have to?
It's the rule of having three children and when I can get around to it.
You know, we went to the Renaissance Fair 1 year and they had this thing, it's ceramic and it's circular. Okay, just a little disc, just picture like a big poker chip, and it's made out of ceramics and it has a little hole in it so you can hang it, you know, like a sun catcher. Okay? And what it says on it is T-U-I-T. It's a round to it.
around to it.
So if you...
I'll get around to it.
So if I gave you one of those, you'd have to go to the dentist, right?
Okay, yes. But you have to get me a dentist that I actually like in a local town that we live in, because I actually have to travel 45 minutes just to get to the dentist that I prefer.
Okay. How many dentists are in your town?
We've actually got 5 of them, and not one of them's open on Fridays, for one.
Really? Do any of them have emergency coverage for Fridays?
No, they do not. In fact, you can barely get a hold of a dentist come Wednesday. From Wednesday on, you can almost barely get a hold of them.
I didn't know that, so it must be pretty lucrative to be a dentist in Kemmer, Wyoming, huh?
I guess it must be. I'm not quite sure. They like those banker's hours, and I thought they were dentists.
That's funny. Used to be you couldn't find a dentist on a Wednesday because they all went golfing.
Oh, golfing. Oh, really?
But
maybe
I don't...
get around to it.
Exactly. Maybe they need one of those, too.
No kidding, huh?
Okay, so anyway, now what we're going to do for Amanda, she wanted to know if I could give her any help, and I'm going to get a health history from her here soon, and I have a form with me in my motor coach, my new Rolling Studios that I just picked up, and because a dentist can, from any state, can provide prescriptions for a person from any state, I'll be able to call in a prescription for her and get her taken care of, and then she can get to her dentist on Tuesday. So, Amanda, do you have any questions or any comments, anything you want to know about your teeth that since I'm not charging you? You asked if I took Wyoming Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Yeah, what's the coverage on Wyoming Blue Cross Blue Shield? No, I just want to know what we could do to help you do this more often and to get more dentistry knowledge to people, and what can us as Americans do to help promote your cross the roads.
Okay, well, one would be to call your local radio or TV station or write them and say there's a dentist in Columbus, Ohio doing a radio show, a health show about dentistry, and that you think it's important enough that it be in your town too, because hopefully we can grow the show to have it in other cities, other states around the country, and maybe even be nationally syndicated someday.
I would love to do that, especially it would be nice to see the 5 dentists in our town know what it's like to actually be a real dentist.
Okay, she had to get that dig in. All right, and so Amanda... And so, Amanda, when we go off the air, I'll let you know how you can access the podcast of the show if you want to hear your own interview someday. And we'll get that health history filled out and you'd find out where your pharmacy is, and we'll get that taken care of, okay?
Sounds wonderful. Thank you much for everything you're doing.
No problem. You have a great day, all right?
Thank you. You too. Good luck.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, so when Amanda first walked over to me, the left side of her jaw is about the size of half a golf ball. We were talking about golfing, so I use that as an analogy. If you cut a golf ball in half and just glued it to the side of her face, that's how swollen she was. Now, maybe you picked up on the fact that her baby's 5 months old, but she still hadn't gone, so she was still waiting. And then later we discovered that it was because she's kind of afraid of the 5 dentists in Kemmer, Wyoming, and drives 45 minutes. So that there's some fear that plays into that as well, and we talk about that a lot. I didn't get into... Well, I think, you know what, after we did our interview and turned off the recorder, we talked some more, and I did point out to her that there is laughing gas available, of course, and maybe find a dentist that does the oral sedation and the IV sedation like we do, because it's an amazing thing for me. I've been doing this for over 32 years, and I just still keep running into people that have, like, every other tooth is bombed out, every other tooth is rotten, and people only go when it hurts. And there are always lots of excuses, and I think that when we make excuses for not doing something that we ought to do, it's because we either are afraid of it, it's unpleasant, some reason that we just don't do the things that we're supposed to do. I mean, if instead of going to have her tooth fixed, she was supposed to show up at an office, somebody's office, because she'd won $1,000, I bet she'd have been there. Maybe even like the day she had her baby or the day after. But anyway, and I imagine that lots of you out there share her concerns and her feelings. And of course, this show is to try to dispel a lot of those myths and let people know it's not like it used to be. Or if it is at your office, you maybe want to search another office out that is going to provide the care in the way that you would like to see it done. Let me just go back to the Dr. Kavicko Charitable Fund. I realized that you might remember we had a storm come through Central Ohio, and I think we figured out it was maybe June 29th. And that was, or rather Friday, June 20-something, 27th, 29th. Okay. And that was the day that we were supposed to have an event at Max and Irma's where anybody that went that ate at Max and Irma's and brought a flyer and mentioned Dr. Kavitko's Dentistry from the Heart, 20% of your tab would be donated to Dentistry from the Heart. Well, that because of the storm, they had no power. They closed. They closed at 5. I know because I called them to make sure they weren't closed, and the phone just rang and rang and rang and rang, and that tells me that they're either closed or they're there, but their electronic phone, they can't hear it because there's no electricity to make it ring. So we have since rescheduled that, and it's going to be August 10th. So this Friday, if you go to Max and Irma's and eat dinner, there are 3 locations. I know there's one in Dublin. I didn't look up the other 2 locations, but you can just type in Max and Irma's into a search. And if you have to have a flyer, I believe if you forget your flyer and you tell them why you're there, then there's one in Hilliard. Yeah, there's one in Hilliard. If you tell them why you're there, they might let it slide and write on a piece of paper that we're here to support Dentistry from the Heart and Dr. Kavitko. But if you need a flyer, call my office at 262-9588. We'll either mail you one or email you one. And I would really appreciate it. You're probably going to eat on Friday anyway. You may as well eat at a Max and Irma's and help raise some money for the Dr. Kavitko. What am I saying? It's for the Dentistry from the Heart. This money is earmarked for Dentistry from the Heart. We do, as you know, do various fundraisers. So, okay. And I want to remind folks, remember what Amanda said when she was talking about she didn't go to the dentist because she was pregnant. And in my answer to her, I pointed out to her that if she did need dental care, the safest trimester would be the middle trimester, okay, or the second trimester, all right? Okay, and soon we're going to give out Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. So let me just remind you that the winner will receive free flowers from Weisdumber Florists delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon, and another caller will receive a free propane tank refill from Alum Creek RV and Marine. Plus, all callers will be entered to win the Alum Creek RV and Marine prize pack of a 1-week stay at Autumn Lake Campground and Day Spa or a 4-day rental of a motorhome. Okay? So hang tight. Before we do the contest, we need you to listen to this.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day.
And the question is, during what trimester is it the safest for a pregnant woman to receive dental care? Is it A, the first trimester, B, the second trimester, or C, the third trimester? Okay, the winner receives, and the phone number, by the way, is 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY. So you can go ahead and call now, and while people are calling, I'll let everyone know that the winner receives free flowers from Weisdumber Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. Another caller will receive a free propane tank refill from Alum Creek RV and Marine. Plus, all callers will be entered to win the Alum Creek RV and Marine prize pack of a 1-week stay at Autumn Lake Campground and Day Spa or a 4-day rental of a motorhome. Okay, remember, 459-9769 or 459-WSNY. Call now.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko after these messages.
Alum Creek RV and Marine can spice up your life in so many ways. They've been selected to carry the number one plate of the state, Salem by Forest River. Plus, they're the only Matrix dealer in the country. Counting pennies, how about a scooter with MPG hitting 103? And they sell Yamaha boat engines at 1% over posted dealer cost. Looking for the best RV rentals in the state for trips and tailgate parties? Now is the time to book it. Spice? Satisfy that quest for zest with Alum Creek RV and Marine. I-71, just north of Columbus, 740-363-4068 or online at alumcreekrvandmarine.com.
Looking for that perfect gift? Something different that your friends will love? Moxie's in Clintonville has just what you're looking for. Moxie specializes in entertainment, barware, dishware, and linens, both new and vintage. They carry Fiesta, Hearthstone, and Signature products. Moxie's also has the ideal host or hostess gifts. Wrap candies, including wax lips, bubblegum cigars, ring pops, and charm bracelets and necklaces. If you have no room to entertain, no problem. Moxie's has the room for you to host. The soiree
room features black and white striped floors, Hollywood-style seating, and a private outdoor deck. It's great for your next book or card gathering, birthday, or bridal shower. So when you're looking for a place to host some friends or looking for that perfect gift, go to Moxie's in Clintonville. Moxie's, 3339 North High Street, open Tuesday through Saturday. For more information and hours, call 657-6854, 657-6854.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are your teeth worn down or have crack lines in them? Have years of drinking coffee and tea or smoking darkened your teeth? Do you feel that you look older than your age? Do you remember when your teeth were an asset, when your smile would light up the room? With porcelain veneers, we can make your teeth sparkle again. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, our available low monthly payments make them affordable. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that is guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Whenever I see your smiling face, I have to smile myself, because I love you. Yes, I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. And we just did Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. The question was, during what trimester? Trimester, is it safest for a pregnant woman to receive dental care? And we had Heather and Gwen and Jennifer and Mary. We had four callers because we have four caller listener lines. But we lost Heather. So, Heather, if you have a chance and want to call back, please do so. It is 459-9769. In the meantime, what we'll do is we'll go to the phones and let's go to... And everybody stay on the line, please, because you're all winners. We just have to figure out which prize you're going to win, okay? So let's go to Mary. Hey, Mary, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. Thank you for listening, and thank you for calling. And what's your guess?
It was B, second trimester.
B, the second trimester, is correct. Do you have children?
I do.
Okay. Well, then you knew that. Probably didn't even need me to tell you, did you?
That's right. They're older, though.
Oh, okay. Mary, what do you do for a living?
I work for FedEx.
Okay, FedEx. Cool. Yeah, my Rotary Club had a guy that talked about logistics in Central Ohio, so that's kind of timely. So
cool.
You're going to win the free flowers from Vice Denver Florist, so hang on the line in a little bit. My producer has to get the address where we'll send those flowers, okay?
Great, thank
okay.
you.
Great, and then let's go to Gwen. Hey, Gwen, how are you?
I'm fine.
Thank you for calling. And you had the correct guess, I believe, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a nurse.
Oh, well, then you knew that without me telling you either.
Yeah.
And you're going to get the free propane tank refill from Allen Creek RV and Marine. And by the way, Mary and you and Jennifer are all going to be registered to win that Allen Creek RV and Marine prize pack, which is pretty cool. It's a one-week stay at a campground for free in an RV, and or you get to pick a four-day use of a motorhome, okay?
Okay.
So if you'll stay, hang on the line. Well, actually, yeah, hang on the line. We'll make sure we have your information, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for listening. And then Jennifer?
Yes.
Hi, Jennifer. What do you do for a living?
I'm a retired event planner, and I've talked with you before.
Oh, yeah. I think
yeah.
Okay. Well, now you're registered to win that RV prize pack from Elm Creek RV and Marine.
Fantastic.
So stay on the line and let my producer get whatever information he needs, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
And thanks for listening. Okay. So... Yeah, that's really fun. We love giving out prizes. And by the way, that drawing is coming up. We had been saying that it was going to be August 15th, and I realized that's a Wednesday. So I've talked to, I've sent an email to the owner of Allen Creek RV and Marine, and I'm thinking we might draw the name, the winning name, next Sunday at the 12th. I can't say that for certain yet, so we'll see. But it looks like we only have a chance to maybe get the folks today and potentially... the folks on the 12th registered before we pull a name. So it's getting close. You should all tune in and see if you're the winner. Although you don't have to be listening to win, we'll call you. I might even do that live. We'll see if we can call people on the air. Okay. All right. So I also want to mention that coming up also on August 25th is an event that, gee, I thought I was going to have my rolling studios there at the Sunbury annual food and music festival. In fact, I was going to have quite a presence there right next to the stage, but I have to drive my Rolling Studios back to Idaho Falls for some work that wasn't completed when I picked it up, and a few things that we discovered in the drive. They call it like shaking it down, where you go and you use it and you find little things and then they fix it. So unfortunately, I won't be able to have the Rolling Studios there. I may go up, but it won't be as much fun without my Rolling Studio. But just so you know, you can go to www.sunburysizzlingsounds.com, and it's an all-day event, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. It's a big, big deal. 5,000 people come, and it's free. But there are food vendors, and there's a kid stage, and just lots of neat stuff. Mm-hmm. So maybe mark it on your calendar if you don't have anything to do that day. Okay, now, the next interview segment that I have that we're going to listen to is, it was recorded prior to my sixth annual golf outing, the sixth annual Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic. So the timing's going to seem a little bit off, but what happened was is I just got busy, and like I said, there's only so many minutes in a show, and we did the live remote from the truck stop, Iowa 80 truck stop, with the truck stop dentist. And so except for the fact that we're talking about some things that already happened, I still think, and what this is I talked to one of the sponsors of the event, it's OxyWater, and I spoke to a nice lady about it, and it was when I was at Scooney Penn's Touch Hoops Classic, where he had a basketball tournament, and it was to raise money for a charity. But as it turns out, these folks, the nice folks at OxyWater, also then became involved in sponsoring the golf outing, which was neat. So you're going to hear a little bit about both, and I apologize that the timing's off. So let's go ahead and listen in. All right, welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. And now I have with me on the phone Char Maldonado. Did I say that right, Char?
You sure did.
Okay, and Char, you are the corporate spokesperson and corporate events manager of OxyWater, correct?
That's me, yep.
Okay, and the reason we're talking to Char is because OxyWater is one of the main sponsors of the Scooney Penn Touch Classic, or I'm sorry, Scooney Penn Hoops Classic, right?
That's correct. Yeah, we were actually the MVP sponsor of the event, and we were excited to hydrate everyone in attendance, along with, of course, all the athletes, everyone that participated in the event.
Yeah, no, that's neat, and I think that it's nice that you support a local event like this. And Scooney Penn's a good guy, and he's trying to raise money for charity and getting people out and doing something that, you know, when people stay busy, they don't get in trouble.
Absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, it matched perfectly with what OxyWater is about. We are a local company. Our CEO and president are right here from Columbus. They live here in Columbus, and we're happy to support community events, healthy events, events where people can, you know, stay fit, you know, be healthy, do the right thing, and learn about, exercise and being fit and staying hydrated. So,
well, tell me, what is OxyWater? I mean, it's oxygen in water, but water already has oxygen. So, what is OxyWater?
Right, OxyWater is actually the world's first oxygen enhanced flavored mineral water.
How do you answer? You mean like you infuse oxygen more than is already in there?
Yeah, we actually do. Our product's made in a clean facility, so the oxygen is spun, so it stays in the water. So you take the cap off, and the oxygen is still in the water, so it's not escaping when you take the cap off, and your body's actually getting the benefits of the added oxygen. There's a lot of research that talks about what added oxygen can do, you know, for your health and for your body, improved mental clarity, that extra natural boost. So we're able to provide that in water, and we've captured that. But it's not a carbonated beverage. You're actually drinking water, along with it being loaded with B vitamins. We do have a nice balance of electrolytes.
Is it sugar-free? Is it sugar-free?
It is. And we actually, a lot of what OxyWater is also what it doesn't have. We have a lot of great things in our water, but we don't have any sugar, no calories, no carbs, no sodium or fat. And we actually are sweetened naturally with a plant-based sweetener called stevia.
Okay.
So we don't have an artificial, We don't have an artificial or synthetic sweetener.
Okay.
It's natural.
Okay. And so that means it doesn't cause cavities, I take it?
Yes. You would approve. those that are concerned with dental health would of course want to look to OxyWater because, you know, it's a product that's safe and good, not just for the players on the court, but for kids, adults, parents, grandparents, diabetics, blood donors, anybody that's thirsty can really enjoy OxyWater and get the benefits from it.
And you can even brush your teeth with it.
Yeah, absolutely. It tastes really good, too. That's the whole...
Unless it's the black kind, and then you'll get black teeth if you brush your teeth with it, right? No,
but it is kind of a neat thing. Our OxyWater Black is the world's first black water, but I always say, oh, you can, you know, if you dare to try it. But it's actually fruit punch in flavor, and it's one of our big sellers.
Well, that's good.
So
and I actually did taste the black, and it actually tastes pretty good. I usually don't like diet drinks and things, but it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad.
Yeah. It's, you know, it tastes good and it's good for you. And so, I think when people dig deeper, they see all the added benefits that it does offer you, that it's really, kind of like seven different health waters in one. You know, we got it right with OxyWater. And so I think, people are really interested in that. They like having the option and choosing a healthy option.
Do you have any other lines like hydrogen water and nitrogen water or anything like that? Carbon water?
We don't. We are sticking straight with OxyWater.
You're not working on it in your secret development department?
Yeah, but you never know what we'll come out with.
All right. Now, sorry, I understand that you guys are going to also get behind the Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic, right?
Yeah, we're super excited to be involved in the Golf Classic. And we enjoy being part of a lot of different community events, really grassroots types of events. We get to meet lots of people, and we get to educate people about OxyWater on the golf course, and enjoy meeting people and talking with people that have tried our product, and then again exposing new people to the benefits of OxyWater. And what a great event. A golf outing is a great opportunity to do something good for the Down Syndrome Association.
Right.
And educate on our product. So it's kind of a win-win right there.
Right. Now, we're having a hole-in-one contest, as you may know, at both courses.
Yep.
And people can win either a car or a recreational vehicle, and other hole-in-one contest holes. You can win a flat-screen TV, 2 airline tickets to anywhere in the contiguous United States, or a set of golf clubs. Now, what flavor of OxyWater should I drink, which would give me the best chance of getting that hole-in-one?
Well, you know what? They're all equally good, but I would have to tell you have to go with my favorite, which is the Passion Berry.
Passion Berry, okay.
Yeah, all it's right. One of our 3 original flavors, but it's my absolute favorite. So if you're gonna win, you're gonna drink Passion Berry, because
okay.
you're gonna feel the passion.
Okay.
And you're gonna score and you're gonna win.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. All right. Well, I want to thank you, first of all, for being on my show. Secondly, for helping out Scooney with his event, because it was a great event.
It was. We're so happy to be part of it. Scooney's absolutely a friend of OxyWater, and we're always proud to and happy to partner with him.
Great. And, of course, your participation in the Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic is much appreciated, and I look forward to making that a success, and maybe we can do this several years in a row. We'll have to see.
Absolutely. We're super excited and look forward to a great partnership there.
All right, Char. Well, thank you so much, and you have a great day, all right?
Thanks, Dr. Kvitko.
Okay, take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
And I'll have to tell you that out on the golf course, it really did taste good. It was really, you see, I don't drink beer. I don't like alcohol per se. Don't like the taste. Nothing against people who do. I just don't like the taste. And so at our golf outing, we had, each cart had 6 or 10, I forget which, cans of beer, and I didn't really have anything to drink. And then somebody discovered that there were OxyWater bottles in the bottom, and so I did try it, and it tastes good. My wife was telling me the other day that she really, really enjoyed it. So, you know what? Hey, give it a try. They're good people, and they're helping us raise money for charity. All right, you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
Hey, this is Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito, and make sure you stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
At Artisan Dance Studio, come discover that when it comes to dancing, our specialty is to create and educate. The Artisan approach provides you an experience from the moment you walk through our doors. Artisan Dance Studio offers a wide variety of classes, from ballet, contemporary, tap, jazz, and much more. We offer adult classes too. Artisan Dance Studio is located at 4310 North High Street in Clintonville. Visit artisandancestudio.com for upcoming events and class schedules. Class enrollment starts September 4th, so register your future dancer today.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go or if you could afford it? Well, take heart. Here at Dr. Kvitko Mentness & Associates, we've been doing successful smile makeovers for decades. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, we've made them affordable. Whether you choose the low monthly payments or having your makeover done in phases to spread your cost over time, I know you'll be happy with your new smile. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that's guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko show to reach your customers by becoming a sponsor? Learn how by calling 262-9588. That's 262-9588.
You make me smile.
And welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. As promised, we're going to have a couple dental news bites. And I mentioned I've been doing this show for 4.5 years, and I think it might have been very, very early on, maybe my 20th show, and this is 239, that I had a gentleman on named Dr. Jeff Heilman, Heilman out of Florida, and he had developed a product that would, if you wiped it on teeth, would eliminate the tooth decay that we all see, potentially could eliminate tooth decay from the face of the earth. Pretty neat, because it would be like a little paste and you'd rub it on. And how could that work is he had found a strain of Streptococcus mutans, which is what causes tooth decay, that didn't give off acid, because it's actually acid erosion that causes tooth decay. And they were, I think, about a year into their human trials. It takes about 5 years from the time you get approval to do human trials to bring a product to market. Well, I saw an article on Mail Online, and let's see, it was July 11th of this year, and here's the story. It says, new chemical makes teeth cavity-proof and could do away with dentist visits forever. Now, let me just preface that by saying it won't do away with dentists. There'll still be tooth whitening, and there'll still be, you know, gum disease and that sort of thing, and veneers and all that. But, you know, it's headlines, so they write it that way. But anyway, it says this chemical could be added to toothpaste in a year's time. Kills bacteria that erode teeth. Single dose protects mouth for hours. And it's called Keep 32. The chemical could even be added to foods, is what they're saying. This was written by Rob Waugh. Okay. Now, as I read, though, I find that this was developed, it says that this was designed by dentists in Chile, and it wipes out all the bacteria that cause cavities in just 60 seconds in tests. So it's almost like somebody has beaten Dr. Heilman to the punch. I may have to call him and find out if that's the case. The new chemical could make human teeth cavity-proof and do away with the need for dentists. The molecule has been called Keep32 after the 32 teeth in the human mouth. Now, let's see. Then we talked about how it could be added to the dental care products, turning toothpaste, mouthwash, and chewing gum into super cleansers that could get rid of the underlying cause of tooth decay. This chemical targets Streptococcus mutans, just like Dr. Heilman's did, which is the bacteria that turns sugar in your mouth into lactic acid, which erodes tooth enamel. By exterminating the bacteria, Keep32 prevents the damage to teeth before it happens. Using a product containing the chemical keeps your teeth cavity-proof for several hours. The product has been under test for 7 years and is now going into human trials. You know what? If they're just going into human trials, it sounds like Dr. Heilman's product will beat them, and they might not know about him. Because apparently the author of this article thought that in a year's time we'd have access to it. Unless he meant the human trial folks. But it's going to be another 5 years for them. So, but anyway, as I say, we knew about a product similar to this a long, long time ago. According to Jose Cordoba from Yale University, who is one of the researchers, it could be on the market in 14 to 18 months. And also one of his co-researchers, Eric Astudillo from the University of Chile. The chemical could even be added to foods. Researchers hope to license and patent the chemical with giants such as Procter & Gamble. We are currently in talks with 5 interested in investing in our project or buy our patent, say the researchers. Okay, so keep your eyes out for it. Theirs is called Keep32. I can't remember what Dr. Heilman's is called, but I may, like I said, I may get with him and see, ask him for an update, you know, because it is pretty cool. And you know, we know that people are afraid of dentists, and this is not going to eliminate dental visits, but it's certainly going to make people a whole lot more healthy. Remember, we would still have gum disease and all that. Okay, you know what? I think it's time to go to a break, and when we come back, I'll have another dental news bite. The topic is, woman says her unlicensed dentist turned her into a monster. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko, and we'll be right back.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kavitko aquí en su estación favorita, Sunday 95.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? Well, you should. Dr. Kavitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best, Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
Mom, has your son or daughter been begging you to learn to play guitar, but you don't know where to go or who to talk to? Well, fret no more. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 427-3187. We'll teach your child how to actually apply and use the fundamentals, learn to play an entire song, make new friends with guitar, and even play with a drummer, all in the first month of playing. The earlier they start, the better. So don't wait. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 614-427-3187 or check us out online at guitarlessonscolumbus.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko. Remember the beautiful smile you had before your first set of dentures? Remember the disappointment you had when you looked at them in the mirror for the first time? The teeth were either too big or too small, or they made your lip too fat. Whatever it was, they just didn't fit your face, and you've been stuck with them ever since. And to make things worse, every time you get a new set, your dentist makes them look like the old set. Here at Dr. Kavitko Mentness & Associates, rather than just copying the mistakes of years gone by, we'll use photos of you when you were younger to recreate your original smile. minus any flaws you wish us to leave out, of course, we can help you turn back the clock. Interested? Give us a call at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kavitko and Associates. I'm gonna miss that smile. I'm gonna miss you, my friend. Even though it hurts the way it ended up, I do it all.
And welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. If you don't take care of your teeth, you're going to miss your smile. Now, hey, the story about the woman who says her unlicensed dentist turned her into a monster. I don't have time for that after all. We have to go, so be sure to tune in next week. I'll do my best to get to it next week. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. See you next Sunday at 8.
Be sure and tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kavitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.